Tyler, down to the final one on the homestand here. We talked about it a little bit on the air last night, but only two losses in the last couple of weeks. Big picture coming into this thing, are you guys happy with where you're at?
I would say we're happy, but not satisfied. The homestand has definitely gone pretty well. I think for us, it's developing that consistent habit of doing the little things each and every night for a full 60, no matter what the situation in the game is. I thought last night was a perfect example when, we got into the third period there. We focused on the right things. We played the right way. Didn't try and force anything. And we got rewarded for it. And even when we got up a few goals, we stuck to the game plan. I think developing that habit is big for us this time of year.
Second straight game you guys will play a club that played the night before. What's the advantage to that at this time of the year?
I mean, it definitely is tough. We know it's tough, a second game on a back-to-back for any team. So we talk about our starts. Starts are important. But this time of year, we know that, teams are coming. We want to bring our best every game. Whether a team is on a back-to-back or not, we just want to focus on playing our game and playing the same way.
What, if anything, has surprised you most about your team this season?
I don't know if I want to say surprised, but I think we've done a really good job of stepping up where we've needed it. Special teams comes to mind initially here. I think our PK especially has been awesome. Our PP has been great, but PK is very important in this league, and we want to continue that going forward. But you can tell the young guys have really bought into the system that we're trying to play here. And, like I said before, it's developing that consistent habit of playing that system hard. And we just want to continue that towards the end of the season here.
How would you describe the confidence at an all-time high since you've been around? Or?
It's high. With as high as it is, I think all the guys know that, there's still work to do. There's still room to grow as a group. I think the guys have done a really good job of buying into that and making sure we come to the rink every day focused on getting better as a group and bringing that to the game.
Connor Hellebuck said last night that he might owe you a fancy dinner for saving that one early in the game last night. Is that your best save of the season?
I don't look to save too many pucks, I guess, like that. But, luckily I got a stick on it. I didn't really see what happened behind the net. I know there was some talk about Connor being interfered with. But, didn't go in. It was fortunate, and we were able to just move on from that.
Just from a defenseman standpoint, Charlie coached 1,500 in the league last night. What have you learned from him? What's it like to be around him every day?
It's been pretty cool. Charlie's got a lot of pedigree with what he's done, not only as a player but as a coach too. And to have him behind us, it's fun to work with him. He's a really good guy, and I've really enjoyed having him behind the bench.
Not a lot of guys have experienced this kind of stretch run here now, and what's to come after that. How much do you relish it?
It's definitely fun. It's always fun when you're winning as much as we are, and but we know there's the work left to do is ahead of us, and we're still playing for, we're trying to catch some teams ourselves, and I keep saying it, but developing that consistency within the group and learning how to play the same way no matter what happens at different parts of a game is very important for us.